The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
Wakey, wakey. You were up all night. You were up all night.
I wasn't. 11 isn't late.
It is when you're 80. I feel 80.
Fair enough.
And to be fair, you did serenade me a little bit before we started recording. So.
Trying to pick a song of the week this week for Halloween, you know, it's that spooky month, and instead of just saying the song, I started singing it.
Yeah. It's that type of morning. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk Antifa, ICE, peace deals, Trump, Israel, Ukraine, all the normal nonsense. Our top 10 list this week, which I forgot to put in the Facebook group, that's on me. Top 10 disappointing deaths in entertainment. Now, about that, I didn't really do comic books because nobody ever stays dead.
I didn't do comic books either.
Except one. I do have one, and they did keep him dead, so we'll get there.
I did cartoons.
No. Oh, yeah. I didn't even think cartoons. That's good. We'll get there.
Yeah.
As always, you can buy our t-shirts, support the show, prowrestlingtees.com/shiningwizards. Look them up. We're on there. It'll help Vince buy a cup of coffee. I don't know.
We're not getting our 7,000 shekels.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah, exactly. You mean that equals out to the same price in current day that they paid Judas? Oh, yeah, just saying. All right, let's get to some TV news. Usually California passes retarded laws. That's it. Good night, folks. But...
It's fucking news.
Starting July 1st of next year, all streaming companies, due to this new California law, must keep their audio levels of ads consistent with the TV or movie show. They can't blare the ads like they have been. So.
Great.
Well, I'm glad nothing else is wrong in California, that they're focusing on the more important stuff. You know. Loud commercials.
I get it.
But, yeah. Vince, we need everybody to go buy a t-shirt because they are auctioning off Bob Ross original paintings. 30 paintings by the soft-spoken public TV painter Bob Ross will be up for auction. The money from the auction will go to public TV stations. Let's see, two paintings sold in the early 90s for $114,000 and $95,000 each. The auction of the 30 paintings soon to be sold have an estimated total value of $850,000 to $1.4 million. That is according to the auction house. That's what they're guessing they will bring in.
What PBS station?
It's just going to be distributed throughout the country. It's not going to be WIPB, so... Or they might get some. But.
I mean, Ball State's not keeping that.
That's yeah. That was what I was thinking. But you know, because saw where he did the show.
So. Yeah, I went to his house. Well, it's not his house. It was his office.
Yeah.
And apparently, they've redone all that area. It looks really nice now.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Get up there. We're gonna have to go. So that'll be yeah. I've always wanted to see it where he beat the devil out of them little brushes. Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking Hoosiers.
Vice TV has renewed Dark Side of the Ring for a seventh season. Interesting to see what will be on there this season. Well, there's a lot of wrestling stories they could tell.
I'm going to poop on you.
Yes, that would be. A lot of them are currently in litigation, like the Vince McMahon shit, the Ring Boy scandal. But there's some on wrestlers they could do, like a Sean O'Hare one would be nice. Maybe a Mike Awesome. I don't know. It's interesting to see what they'll come up with. So
Polacco.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, that would be one. Holy hell. Vince, we had the story, like, I don't know if it was last week or week before, that they were making a TV show of Clue. Remember this story?
Yes.
Netflix has landed it. Shock, I know. But it's not what you think. It will not be like a normal TV show. It is a competition show. Unscripted show will feature a group of contestants who will undergo physical and mental challenges. God, get Mark Summers for this. Collecting clues before they are launched into a real-life game of detective work and deception. There will be characters such as Colonel Mustard, Miss Scarlet, Professor Plum. If they guess who did it right with the suspect, location, and murder weapon, money gets added to the prize pot. If they're wrong, they're eliminated. So it's a competition show. It's not a take of the movie.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It was Colonel Mustard in the library. Physical challenge. Yeah. Girl.
Fuck yeah.
Mark Summers ain't doing nothing right now, is he?
I don't know what he's doing right now.
I mean, I know he lives in Carmel, but...
Now he lives in Carmel?
He has for years, dude. Yeah.
Jesus, why the hell would he live there?
Because he's from there. Giant Target. He was born Northside Indy.
I understand that, but you picked Carmel of all fucking places to be?
I mean, that's true. Brown County's lovely this time of year.
Fishers. Right. We're moving to Fishers. Oh, boy. Like everybody else in this fucking state. And Noblesville. And Fortville sometimes, for whatever fucking reason.
No traffic lights, just 87 fucking roundabouts. That's all it is. Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Let's go there.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Next thing here, Darius McCray? He was the son on Family Matters.
Yes.
Arrested and booked at 7:17 p.m. yesterday by the U.S. Border Patrol. He is 49 on an out-of-state felony warrant. According to his lawyer, this comes from a warrant out of Michigan due to a missed court appearance regarding a failure to pay child support.
Shit.
But it was just weird that Border Patrols who picked him up in San Diego almost think he was going to go visit old Jesse Ventura down in the Baja. But, you know, he's trying to get away from Michigan, so.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to get away from Michigan.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. All right. Last thing for TV news. Since this hit last night and we were on the thing shooting at people, and Double T said he just finished watching Monster, the Ed Gein thing, right?
Yeah.
Production is underway for season 4 of the Monster Anthology. It will be the first female monster, Lizzie Borden.
Oh, yeah.
Will be played by Ella Beatty. She was in some Capote versus Swans. I don't know. But Charlie Hunnam, who played Ed Gein and Sons of Anarchy, etc., will be returning. He will be playing Lizzie Borden's father. So, there you go. You're getting another season here of this
murder
show.
Porn.
Murder porn. Yay.
Everyone loves
just
that.
Just watch
shit.
The news. All
I
right.
Don't know why?
I know. Well, because make some.
You can't watch anything happy. Fucking watch cartoons or something. Goddamn. Yeah.
Well, you can't watch new cartoons. They're all shit. But you know what you can watch? Let's get to some movie news. On July 23rd of 2027, Vince, Minecraft 2 was announced. Hopefully, Steve dies. Because I don't like Jack Black, and we get Herobrine. That would be great. So,
yeah, Herobrine would be amazing.
Yes. Saoirse Ronan, she's been in a lot of stuff. The Italian or the Irish actress is going to play Linda McCartney in The Beatles, a 4-film cinematic event. This is who's directing this? Is it Sam Mendes is directing this? I think, but each movie will be about a Beatles. So you're getting a Paul, George, John, and Ringo movie. But they will all tie together, obviously, because apparently they were in a band
Who's playing Yoko?
I don't know. I don't know if that's been cast yet, but I nominate Bobby Lee.
I'm Bobby Mom.
Hi, I'm Bobby Mom. The new John Candy documentary is out for those who want to see it. I think it's Amazon Prime. It's on.
I think it's Prime, yeah.
I think it's Prime. I haven't... It's on the computer. Let's put it that way.
You haven't seen it yet?
I have not. It's going to be one of those hard ones to watch, I think. But, yeah. Man, like the Norm special after his death.
That clip from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles where he says, "I like me."
Yes.
And they played it for the trailer. I was like,
That's the name of the documentary.
I know, yeah. I was like, yeah, God damn it.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's going to be a hard one. I ain't going to lie. Anything that gets Bill Murray to cry, legit cry on camera, is going to be rough. So be ready for that. Vince, do you remember, I would say, arguably one of the most overlooked best movies of all time, Heat? With Val Kilmer and Pacino, De Niro, the Michael Mann movie.
Yeah.
We're getting Heat 2.
Oh, why?
I don't know. And this should fail because Leonardo DiCaprio is circling the star in the film with Jerry Bruckheimer producing.
Why?
No idea. That sounds god awful. Leave that one alone.
Why?
I don't know. Hey, do you got the kids?
They're not watching Heat 2.
Not watching Heat 2, but they might be watching. Reese Witherspoon is going to produce. She's co-developing with Mattel and Amazon Polly Pocket live-action movie. So there you go. More movies and stuff based on the toys of our youth. So,
you know what they need to bring back?
Mask.
Micro Machines.
Oh, yeah. With midgets. Just midgets driving cars? Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't going to go for the midget angle, but if you want Micro Machines with midgets, that's fine with me. I mean,
a little cyborg midget and you call him fucking Micro Machine? Yo, that's brilliant.
With the Black Widow?
Yeah.
What was her name?
The fact that I know you're talking about Bridget the Midget just is hilarious to me. The star of I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell. Yes. She stole the movie. So.
Oh, my God.
Last thing for movie news this week, this was announced. Apparently, New York Comic Con is going on right now, so there will be a lot more news on next week's show. We're getting one of the more famous Batman stories, a multi-part animated film, Vince, of Batman Nightfall. So this is DC animated, which are 99% of the time really good. The first one slated to debut summer, fall of next year. So, of course, this is the story arc of Bane lets all the bad guys out of Arkham. Batman's pushed to his limits, fights with Bane. Bane breaks his back. Then we get Azrael as Batman, the Jean-Paul Valley storyline. So... I'm kind of hopeful for this. That is one of the more... They've never done this in movies. I'm surprised. They kind of did with Bale and Bane, where they alluded to it. And he did, you know, break his back a little bit, but...
Yeah.
Not the actual whole storyline, where you get another guy being Batman, and... Yeah. So, no, I'm kind of interested in that, so... We shall see. All right, let's get to some comic book news. We have an update on the Neil Gaiman lawsuit. Of course, this is where he's accused of sexual assault and human trafficking, along with his then-at-the-time wife, musician Amanda Palmer. A U.S. District Judge of Wisconsin has dismissed the lawsuit, citing the case should be litigated in New Zealand, where the events are alleged to have occurred. There's some legal doctrine that said this could be better suited in another jurisdiction. The court emphasized it was not evaluating the truth of the allegations, just where it should be litigated. So this is going to go to New Zealand. The woman's lawyer immediately filed an appeal. Gaiman lives in a British citizen with permanent residency in both New Zealand and the USA. That's why this was filed in Wisconsin. He lives in Wisconsin part of the time. So, yeah. So it looks like this is going to get refiled in New Zealand. All right. Moving on here. Vince, back in the day, there was this DC imprint called Vertigo.
Yes.
And do you remember who was writing Swamp Thing at the time? Not the this was after Alan Moore. So was this Rick Veitch?
You know what? I Swamp Thing.
This would have been 88-89 era. I believe it was Veitch. See, I can't do math, but I could. I know
it was.
Like, it was
Veitch. Rick Veitch.
Okay. Well, they had started, and DC killed it at the time. This was 88-89. Swamp Thing going back in time, meeting historical figures, and the one they never got to finish was Swamp Thing meets Jesus.
Yep, I'm looking at it right now. I'll be damned. That's the that's the first story that popped up.
Is it?
That's the one I'm looking at.
Yeah, that's the one they never finished. They announced at Comic-Con. They're finishing that story. DC Vertigo is being relaunched.
The Black Label?
No, this is not Black Label. That's their adult only.
But that was what it was under, though.
Yes, it was going to be. But this will be DC Vertigo. They said that at the time it was too controversial to have Jesus in a book. So 25, 30 years later, DC Vertigo is printing the issues as originally intended, complete with trade dress at the time and even potentially period-specific advertisements in the book. So we are getting that. It's going to be a four-issue mini. But
oh, God damn it. Now I got to buy
it. That story will be finally told. So speaking of Vertigo... back in effect in 2026 with a launch slate of 10 books and two returning favorites. The Nice House by the Sea, that's a horror book by James Tinian. Bleeding Hearts, a zombie book. End of Life by Kyle Starks. That's a hitman, has to go back and take care of his dying dad. A noir detective book called In the Peril of Brutal Dark. 100 Bullets is coming back. Ooh. The U.S. of Anger. Brian Azzarello. Lano returns to America and chaos follows. If you've read the book, you understand why. Ram V is doing Black Tower of the Raven Conspiracy. This is a U.K. spy book, but they're wizards. So there's that. Necrotatious by Tom Taylor. Scientists attempt to time travel to stop a zombie virus, only to land 66 million years in the past with the dinosaurs. So, zombie dinos. There you go. Fanatic. This is Grace Ellis's book. A woman obsessed with a comic book. And that goes south. The Crying Doll. A Jekyll and Hyde type book. Walking Shadow. Eight strangers wake up chained to a boat in the woods. No memory, no escape. So that's your launch titles for Vertigo starting in 2026, probably February, with the way everything works in comics.
Right.
I don't know, because back in the day when Vertigo launched, it was like, what the hell's a book called Sandman? What's that going to be about? You know, so not a lot of people picked it up. And then the ones that did were like, okay, this book kind of crazy. Or like Swamp Thing or Hitman, you know, stuff like that, where the title, it's not, okay, it's not Batman or Superman, you know. These are more odd storytelling kind of books.
Right.
So they may be good, they may be shit, we don't know. 100 Bullets will be good, so. He's been wanting to come back and finish that story for a long time, so. All right, let's see, this was talked about the DCKO. This is the weird little mini event set in its own universe that has AEW wrestlers and DC heroes. Well, at the Jim Lee panel yesterday, he described what is being called a bonus level special issues will be coming. So basically, they're extending this event, and it will be adding characters from different universes. Are you ready to hear who they are adding to this event?
I'm scared.
Red Sonja, Vampirella, Annabelle from The Conjuring, Sub-Zero from Mortal Kombat, and we finally get to see Homelander versus Superman.
Did you see that cartoon where it was Homelander and it was Homelander and what's his name from Invincible?
Oh, Omni-Man.
Omni-Man, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
And then they were fucking around and like one of them accidentally hit One Punch Man. And One Punch Man beat the fuck out of both of them.
Yeah, I saw that. Don't hit the weird little bald Asian kid, Tylenol Japanese American. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So, you know, fans are like, okay, this event is going to be just ridiculous. It's made for fun, is what it is. So, understand that. Something fans want to see. Batman and Sub-Zero going at it, you know? Superman and Homelander. So, we'll see. All right. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. Transformers 25. Marvel Knights have relaunched with Punisher number 1. G.I. Joe Real American Hero 321. The first issue of DCKO is out. World of Revelation. This is the big X-Men crossover event, like their Age of Apocalypse type story. So there's that. Tying into that is Laura Kinney Sabretooth number 1 and Amazing X-Men number 1. And finishes off the book I was most excited to see, and it's a one-shot, G.I. Joe Cold Slither. It's the book about the band, Cobra's band.
Oh, no shit.
Like the, was it the Dreadnoughts?
Yes. Zartan
and all of them? Well, they had a band, like a glam rock band. So yeah, so that's out, so. Go pick those up.
Hold on, I'm gonna look at Glam Rock Band.
Cold Slither was the name of the band. So while Vince looks that up, we'll go to wrestling news. And we're not doing Crown Jewel predictions because that is currently going on because Australia, time difference. Meh, I don't.
Yeah, they never play with us.
Yeah, they never do.
Jerks. Of course, our boss never has called them up and said, hey, you should play with us.
That's true. All right. Well, Vince is looking up Cold Slither.
I'm looking at it. It's amazing.
Yes. So I'm interested. I have that. I just need to read it. So, all right. Some wrestling news here. We have an update on the Raja Jackson. This is Rampage Jackson's kid. He is set to be charged one count felony battery that caused serious bodily injury. One count misdemeanor battery following the beatdown of Psycho Stu. Psycho Stu has announced his in-ring retirement due to the injuries. So this thing just keeps getting worse and worse.
I'd sue that fucking...
Prosecutors will also be seeking sentencing enhancement because Jackson allegedly caused Stu to suffer great bodily injury. Stu lost several teeth and suffered a laceration of his lip during the attack, which Jackson double-legged him, slammed him, and then hit him in the head and face more than 20 times. Yeah. So, there you go.
I'd be suing the wrestling outfit, too.
Well, yeah, that's Rikishi's company. West Coast Pro, I think. But, yeah. So... former ECW champion Raven, his new documentary is... premiering or is out now, and he admits in the book that he has early onset Parkinson's. He said, for all the drugs and alcohol and chair shots I took to the head, you know, you've got to pay for the damage at some point. So I think that is going to be the first of many from that era that end up with something terrible. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. John Cena's final match in DC at Saturday night's main event. WWE are expecting leading political figures to be invited and attend. A lot of people from the White House will be at the show. Trump is undecided at the moment. So look for that. Just non-sensory. Yeah. Trump's more of a UFC guy, but since UFC and WWE are the same thing now. So there you go. Vince, we have some sad news.
Oh, no.
Your boy, Pert Plus, will be retiring in ring next year.
Oh, I thought he was going to shave his head or something.
No, no, no. He said, you know what? There comes a time in a man's life when he has to take care of his business. And when the business is done, he's got to take that time and take care of his family. So AJ will be done next year. So,
I mean, he's not that big. Is he going to be missed?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah. Yep. The WWE ID program. This was the where they signed people from the indies to possibly bring them up. Looks like that program is officially gone. Kylie Rae announced that her time with WWE ID has come to an end. Contract will not be renewed. Apparently that message went out to everybody that your ID contract will not be renewed. So, oops.
Right.
Fucked that up, didn't you? We have some AEW news. Kota Ibushi apparently suffered a broken leg falling from the top rope during the collision tapings this week. He was stretchered out. Match with Josh Alexander. Yeah, so Ibushi just came back from an injury, too. That's just bad luck, so. And last thing for wrestling news, NXT releases occurred last night, a bunch of them. Let's see. The biggest one, or the biggest two, is Wesley, so he can go back to TNA and be back with the Rascals where he should have been. Stevie Turner, the wife of one of the guys from Pretty Deadly. Lance, and it's one of the fucking Samoans, the one they were going to bring in. He was let go. Jintala, Draco Knox, Hayes Jamson, Summer Sorrell, BJ Ray, and Jamar Hampton. I only know of three of those, so there you go. All have been released, will be available anywhere after... what is no compete for NXT? I think it's 30 days. So there you go. And that is it for wrestling news. Vince, is there anything in the world of video games? I have a story, but I don't know if you have it. So go ahead.
Xbox's dedicated handheld was canceled because AMD required 10 million units.
Damn.
There's not that many people have an Xbox.
No.
If you're going to spend that much money, you might as well just buy a fucking Steam Deck. Unity discovers a major security vulnerability in development tool dating back to 2017. Apparently, there was a bunch of games shut down last week or a couple days ago because of it. So,
and they just now found it.
Yeah.
Quality control.
Unity. They also charge you for after you produce the game and put it out.
Yeah.
Fucking Unity. Ubisoft canceled a post-Civil War Assassin's Creed last year.
This is the story I had. You have the details about it?
Company leadership deemed the project too controversial for the moment.
Yes. Do you know what it was supposed to be about?
I have what? The South fucking rises again?
Okay. So we just had Ubisoft just did Assassin's Creed Black Samurai, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one was supposed to be, like you said, set after the Civil War, featured a black assassin who was formerly a slave and who would be fighting the emerging KKK. A black fighting Democrats, and they canceled it.
I kind of want to do that. I kind of see it.
Farm equipment killing the farm equipment. God dang.
I kind of see it where you get, you know, a slave that was, you know,
going. Soundtrack of the year, man. It's just nothing but Negro spirituals.
I get it.
Got me working, stab him in the neck.
But, yeah. You know, Democrats.
Yeah, exactly. Because remember, kids, the Klan's Democrats, Southern Democrats was the KKK. You're welcome for that history lesson.
Look, if you get this far north, you will see the rebel flag.
Yes.
And while I appreciate the Southern, you know, mentality of, hey, our government, our own, you know.
Yeah.
Which they're arguing that now.
Yes.
We are one state away from Canada.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
And you're one state away from Dixie. It's a weird place to be, really.
Yeah. Indiana's a weird place to be, man.
There's actually
we get it all.
There's a rebel flag right on the thing that says, welcome to Elwood. Yeah, it's really weird.
There was a sign where I live a long time ago that said something, and I can't say it.
Right.
Mind's Eye developers sign damning open letter against studio execs over longstanding disrespect and mistreatment following game's disastrous launch.
So many games lately have had just horrible launches.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Mind's Eye really didn't do that well, and they just fucking let him have it.
Yeah.
Nobody's playing AAA games anymore.
Nope. They want fun. You know?
Skate 4 just came out.
Yeah.
For free. Yep. It's like in beta. But yeah, EA is also charging a lot of money for skins and shit.
Yes, they are.
They think they're going to make their money on skins.
Yep.
Give it to them free, we'll make the money on skins. Which, well, that's
the Epic Games mentality and business model.
But I tell you what, though, Skate, it's fun.
Yeah.
I've been playing the shit out of that fucking game.
A fun game?
Yeah, I just you turn your brain off, you do a couple kick flips, you fucking make some points, you jump off a fucking building.
Yeah. And you don't need, you know, the game's free. If I want this, I can get it, but I don't have to have it to play the game. Yeah.
I wish they'd bring back fucking Jason Lee.
Yeah, that ain't no shit.
Apparently there is a petition going around to get him back as Coach Frank.
Really?
Because the AI bitch is annoying.
Oh.
Yeah, bring back Jason Lee. He was the king of Street Skate.
Yep.
So, I digress. Last thing I got, The Elder Scrolls 6 will feature a memorial character for a much-missed fan following $85,000 donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
That's cool. It's kind of like the Olive thing in Fortnite.
What was the Olive thing?
There is a statue of one of the roly-polies.
Yeah.
Underneath it says Olive, and it was a guy on Reddit put up a post that he was playing with his sister who had cancer or something, and she passed. And the devs saw it, and when they updated the map, they put the memorial statue in. So, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Because Tony said something. He goes, oh, you see the roly-poly statue?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? He goes off on goddamn the little coral buddy, so...
Yeah, he does.
Honestly, we've made it a fucking point.
It's a game.
To go find the goddamn Coral Buddies. I got screenshots of the goddamn Coral Buddies.
But yeah, if
no shit, I didn't know that. I'm going to go look at it now.
Yeah, if you see the roly-poly statue, there's a nameplate underneath that says Olive. That was the girl's name.
So. That's very cool.
Yeah. Good on Epic for that. Of course, Fortnite Nightmares just hit for Fortnite. Shit ton of skins, shit ton of... quests, and you unlock if you get 15 levels, you unlock the pig skin, which is like a butcher with a pig mask. The Scooby Gang's coming in, the Ghost Face is in with a mythic, Jason's a boss, some rapper bitch is a boss. Grabber from Black Phone is coming.
I believe Art the Clown from Terrifier is going to be in it, too.
Art the Clown is coming. Trying to think what else. There's a bunch. You're getting a new Peely skin, the like neon green see-through.
There's something magical about seeing Scooby-Doo pop a motherfucker with a shotgun.
There is. It really is, yeah. Trying to think what else. Oh, the Mystery Machine. will be
Mr. Machine.
Will be a van or a four seater skin. So
look, I've got the goddamn Batmobile.
Yeah, you do, and I got Kit. So
I don't give a fuck.
All we're missing, Epic. Listen to me. I demand the General Lee.
That's a lot. I heard we're getting the DeLorean.
Yes, that is allegedly coming. November 1st, we'll start the next season, which will be Simpsons. We'll go for 1 month, and then December 1st, we will start the next chapter. So, there you go. And apparently, somebody said rumor, so I don't know. One of the gliders for the Simpsons is the spaceship piloted by Kang and Kodos. And you're being hanged from a tractor beam, allegedly. I need to see if I can find proof of that. But there you go.
So where's Short at? Do we need to
Short is currently mountain biking, usually in Brown County. So yeah. Marvel Rivals did update on the what is today? Yesterday, Daredevil's in the game. If you play the game, he fights like Iron Fist, but the screen lights up like neon outlines because he's blind, obviously. And you can see invisible, like when Loki goes invisible or Sue Storm goes invisible, nobody else can see him except Daredevil. So they can't really hide from him. So,
right.
Yeah. So there you go. That's all of that. All right. That it for video games.
That's it.
All right. Let's go to music real quick. Drake's defamation lawsuit against his own record label, Universal Music, has been dismissed by the judge. So, you know, get paid for a guy saying you're a pedophile.
Oh.
Yeah. Another artist on the same label, mind you, who performed at the Super Bowl because whites aren't allowed to. But, you know.
Ooh.
It's all right. Nothing I said was wrong. Factually. Vince, a couple years ago, we lost arguably the greatest drummer of all time. But his bandmates, Alex Lifeson and Geddy Lee, are going on tour next year. Tour dates announced so far for Rush, June through September 26, U.S., Mexico, and Canada. Two shows, August in Toronto. Joining the band will be drummer Annika Niles, German who does her own stuff. But the reason I bring her into this, not only is she joining Rush for the tour, guess who she was also the drummer for?
Who?
Jeff Beck. This is Jeff Beck's drummer. Lee acknowledged that nobody can replace Neil, but the chemistry with Annika has been undeniable. So there you go. We're getting a Rush, probably the last tour next year. So some sad news. John Lodge passed away. This was the singer and bass player for the Moody Blues. Passed away this week at the age of 82.
Is that the second one?
Yes. This is the one during their biggest period. The original singer is the one that died earlier. Yeah.
Damn, bud.
Yeah. So, let's see. The statement Friday, family said, with deepest sadness, he died suddenly and unexpectedly. Peacefully slipped away, surrounded by his loved ones and the sounds of the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly. So, it sounds like a quick illness came on and took him. So, there you go. All right. That's it for music news this week. It's time for Song of the Week. We'll plug our friends. And when we come back, it will be time for our top 10 disappointing deaths in all of entertainment.
She's in love with herself. She likes the dark. And on her milk white neck, the devil's mark. Now it's All Hallows Eve. The moon is full. Will she trick or treat? she will. She's got a date at midnight with Nosferatu. Oh, baby, Lily Monster ain't got nothing on you. Well, when I called her evil, she just left. Well, cast that spell on me.
The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Broadcast Podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Broadcast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday night on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Woot.
All right, time for our top 10 disappointing deaths in entertainment. Of course, this is always subjective. What's disappointing to me, Vince may have found hilarious. So
that, some of these are like bad.
Yes.
Like it wasn't really shocking. It was just sad.
Yes. So, all right, Vince, you're number 10.
Chef.
From
South Park.
Yeah. That was disappointing, especially what led into it, the Scientology shit. So.
God damn it. They killed Chef.
Yeah.
What do you mean Chef's dead? What?
My number 10 is my only comic book one on the list. And this is, we have to go back in time to old Marvel Comics when they gave Captain Marvel, Mar-Vell, cancer. And it ended up killing him. He had all this unlimited power, and cancer still killed him, and they have kept him dead. He's the one they have not brought back. So that was disappointing. You have all this power, and you can't beat cancer. So
I thought you were going to say Captain Marvel as in
Brie Larson?
Yeah.
No.
When Rogue killed her.
Well, yeah, but they brought her back. So
bitch.
All right, number 9.
Glenn Rhee from The Walking Dead.
Oh,
he got his brains bashed in.
Yeah, I knew it was coming, and I knew it was such a turning point. I didn't really see it as disappointing, though.
No, I knew where they were shocking.
It was shocking, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
My number 9, I was disappointed with how they killed Ragnar in Vikings. Yes, I know it was historically accurate. Yes, I know why they did it, because the show was not about him. It was about his sons.
Right.
But still, I was disappointed. So, yeah. Ragnar's death sucked.
Right.
All right. Number 8.
Mufasa.
Yeah. Yeah, that was disappointing.
He died.
Yeah, he did.
He died, and he got fucking trampled.
Yeah. That's what killed him.
Yeah, that's... Ugh.
My number eight, this is where I have my Walking Dead entry, and it was Andrea. The whole character arc and the way they killed her off, it was just not good. It was disappointing. So,
which one was Andrea?
The big titty blonde.
Sure.
I know that doesn't narrow it down, but
I quit watching after a certain.
Yeah. But yeah, her entire arc after she joined was disappointing.
So. I kind of got sucked in a few episodes because the boy was watching it.
Yeah.
What really got me was what's her name? The little girl.
Oh.
They looked for the whole season.
Sophia.
And they finally found her in the fucking barn.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
That was gut wrenching.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I was like, I think the next season or two after that, I was like, nope.
I think Andrea had just joined him at that point too.
Yeah.
Or right after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sophia's thing, that was just brutal. So, all right. Number seven.
Ace from the Justice League Unlimited cartoon.
Oh, damn it. That should have. I wasn't as disappointed in it.
That's the one that was just sad. That was awful. God damn.
A kid. Yeah. Yeah, you start getting with the kid things, and man, That's a brutal one.
Yeah.
That could have been number one if we did saddest.
Right.
Because that's just tough. My number seven disappointment, you give a character a cool look, you hype him up as the new big bad guy, and then you cut him in half. Darth Maul.
Yeah, why would they...
Now, I know they brought it back animated because Sam Witwer, but you hype him up, this is our new big bad guy, and you just cleave him in half, and that's it.
Because it's he wasn't in 4-5-6. There's
right.
no mention of him in 4-5-6, yeah. So...
I mean, you could have at least stretched it to 3... You know, and then had, you know, Anakin kill him.
Right.
But yeah, Maul's was disappointing. So
yeah.
All right, number six.
The cast of Dinosaurs.
Yes.
The last fucking episode.
What a weird ending to a TV series.
Jim Henson, that company likes to fuck with kids.
Yes. Yes. And I don't mean it in the perverted way, just mentally. Mess with them.
Yeah. You had Labyrinth. That was Jim Henson, right?
Yep. Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal.
And then Dinosaurs.
Yeah. You had a myriad of all these shows that they fucked with kids.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, goddamn, man. I'm kind of glad they're gone.
Yeah, in a way.
Because they don't have the pain. These kids don't know the pain of that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah. All right, my number six, it's time for the Liam Neeson portion of the show. I was disappointed in Batman Begins and the death of Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
That should have been a lot more. You have the daughter put him in the Lazarus pit, he comes back. I mean,
yeah,
you have a lot of stuff. He's basically immortal. We'll just kill Liam Neeson off because we can't afford his contract for the next one.
Yeah, how do you get rid? How do you kill Ra's al Ghul?
Right.
I didn't understand that.
I could have put Talia, but I didn't because Ra's didn't make any sense. So, all right, number five.
My number five, Littlefoot's mother from Land Before Time.
Come on now. Yes, that's.
Why?
That's gut wrenching. I mean, I know that's the emotional trigger for them to go off and do the thing.
Right.
But God mighty. Yeah, that's tough.
Awful.
Yeah. My number five. I don't know why they killed this character off. We're going to go to Avengers Age of Ultron, where they kill off Quicksilver.
Yeah, why?
He can't outrun a shot. Fastest character in Marvel Comics, besides maybe North Star, depending on who's writing the book.
Right.
Well, plus he's gay. But he can't outrun a bullet? Mm-hmm. Really? That's disappointing. All right. Number four.
The Iron Giant.
Oh, yeah. You just went sad.
I went shocking sad and
yeah.
Just depressing.
Yeah. That's still such a great movie, though. But damn, that's hard.
Yeah. He dies in fucking Ready Player One.
Yep.
It's like, I can't watch this twice, man.
Exactly. All right. My number four, let's go back to Star Wars. I was disappointed in the death of Han Solo.
Oh. Bro. Why would they do that?
I don't know. It made no sense.
It made no sense.
As did all the Rey movies make no sense.
They made no sense.
Number three.
Bambi's mom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It didn't have to happen.
No.
And it did.
Unnecessary. Yep. Yeah, that's another one. Jesus.
Yeah, awful.
I think I'm dying.
Yeah. That's what she said.
All right. What are we up to? Three?
Yeah.
Back to Star Wars. Let's see. The new big bad guy. And then we'll just kill him off. Snoke.
Yeah, I don't understand. Who the fuck was he?
They never explained anything. It was just like, oh, here's the big bad guy that's turning fucking... I want to say Anakin. That's not right. Kylo. And now he's dead. Oh, huh?
Yeah, who the fuck was he?
Oh, yeah. All right, number two.
Optimus Prime.
Yeah, fuck that. That's the reason I hated Judd Nelson for years, just because he was the voice of Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Messed me up as a kid.
Yeah, Optimus Prime. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Why?
There's no answer to that, so... All right, number two, disappointed, but later we find out he didn't technically die, so I don't know if this really counts. Boba Fett in the movie.
Yeah. Why?
I was like, oh, he got ate by the thing. Well, that's okay. Makes no sense, but all right.
They hated the character.
Yeah. All right, we may have the same number one. I don't know.
I doubt it. Do you know me?
A little bit.
Then you know my number one is Henry Blake.
Oh, yes. And MASH.
How the fuck? What? What?
Yeah.
You know, I heard the cast didn't know either. I don't know how true that is.
Mm.
When
they announced it, it was a legit reaction?
No one knew. Yeah, they wanted the genuine reaction out of everybody.
That's messed up if that's real.
Yeah, they wanted the genuine reaction. He said Henry Blake's plane went down over the Sea of Japan. There were no survivors. That when the camera pans over, that's everyone's genuine reaction. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah. Well, I thought you're number one. I thought you were going to stick to movies.
No.
Man, there's a little movie called Serenity.
Oh, God.
When they killed Wash.
Why?
Yep.
Why? I don't understand. When I watched that and they killed him, I'm like, why?
Yeah. It was so disappointing. Because a lot of these, or at least on mine, make no sense. There's no story payoff. There's no, you know. And Wash's was just, oh, we need a death. So here, everybody loves that character, kill him. Stupid. Just stupid.
Oh, no, it's awful.
So, all right. There are our top 10 for disappointing, or in Vince's case, tragically sad, deaths in entertainment. So, I will put next week's top 10 in the group. That's why we have no listener picks this week, because I forgot. So,
nope.
There you go. All right. It's that time of the week of the show. We go to Clown World. Did you see the stories? The doom and gloom portion, Double T.
That's right.
Marimar Martinez and Anthony Ruiz have been released until trial because, quote, they do not pose a flight risk, according to the judge. This is the two Mexicans in Chicago that ICE had to fire on because they were rammed them with a car. Yeah, just let out. They don't pose a flight risk, so
they gone.
Right. They are Viva La Mexico in Mexico right now. I could almost guarantee that.
Yeah, they're living La Vida Loca right now.
Mm-hmm. Latin King gang leader Juan Martinez, a.k.a. Monkey, has offered a $10,000 bounty to kill Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino and $2,000 for his location. Bovino is the one currently the border commander doing the Chicago operation. Martinez was arrested and charged with murder for hire. So.
Nice.
Vince, do you remember the Pacific Palisades fire that everybody blamed on climate change?
Yes.
Well, apparently climate change is a 29-year-old climate activist named Jonathan Rinderknecht. He burned down everything, killed 12 people, and yeah. But it was climate change, not this arsonist that they charged this week, so.
Remember when we said it was probably arson?
Yep. Right when it happened.
Or it's their patsy.
Yeah.
We need the land grab.
Mm-hmm.
Let's blame somebody.
And nothing there has been rebuilt, by the way.
Hey, you're a useful idiot.
Yep. All right. Next story, we go to the Attorney General nominee for Virginia, Democrat Jay Jones. Have you seen this story, Vince?
Oh, the guy who with the text messages.
Yes.
Yeah.
text messages have come out about him fantasizing about then Republican State House Speaker Todd Gilbert being assassinated. Let's see. Recent press may have spotlighted some past mistakes, according to Virginia Beach Democrats in a statement. We say, let those without sin cast the first stone. Well, he dug his hole deeper when more texts came out. Fantasizing that the former state house speaker's wife could watch her children die. The guy said, you know, what are you talking about? You're hoping to see Jennifer's children die? And he goes, yes, I've told you this before. Only when people feel pain personally do they move on policy. He was asked, and he said, I mean, do I think Todd and Jennifer are evil and that they're breeding little fascists? Yes. This guy is still being supported by Democrats, by the way. And this is the guy running for Attorney General of Virginia. Black guy wanting white guys dead. They want you dead.
So this guy is still breathing, right?
Yes.
Amazing.
I want his wife and children dead.
That's,
But the wife has to watch the children die.
But nobody's doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sounds about right. We might get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting in trouble.
Well, shit, he may be the next Attorney General of Virginia because you got about 2 years until shit really is bad. So there you go. So, new information has come out about Prosecutor Jack Smith. This is the guy behind all the Trump investigations when he was at Department of Justice. Now, yeah. Imagine the story if the political parties were reversed and the outrage. It would literally be all the time right now. Jack Smith spied on 8 Republican senators and a Republican representative by obtaining their personal phone records days before and after January 6th. Senators Graham, Hardy, Hawley, Sullivan, Tuberville, Johnson, Loomis, Blackburn, and Representative Kelly. You imagine if this was 8 Democrats that were spied on?
Oh, yeah.
It would only be the thing in the news.
Right.
But, you know, it was there for a little bit, now it's gone.
Well, like the Mormon shooting.
Yeah, well, that's gone. Oof. Hey, look, synagogue over here. Oh, hey, look over here. Don't look at the Christian thing getting hit.
Well, the white guy
who
did it was also involved in those packs.
Yep.
I think people were digging into it, and they're like, oh.
Yep, this story has to go away.
Yeah, it's got to go away. Now, oh, he was a Democrat?
Oh, yeah.
He was a crazy socialist Democrat.
You mean that picture of him with a Trump shirt was photoshopped? Oh, no. Yeah. Oops. Got to go.
It disappeared.
Yeah. The White House has called the mayor of Chicago sick and accused him of defending rapists and killers after he put out a proclamation or whatever he can do to bar ICE agents from operating on any city-owned property, creating ICE-free zones, ban ICE agents from city property. Yeah. I have a theory.
Just one?
I have many theories. I just don't have that much tinfoil. Thank you very much. And a lot of people are asking, why isn't Trump doing more? You know, why isn't he just balls in and, you know, he has to, my theory is, he's building the case. It's all theater. All this is fucking theater, by the way. But he's building the case in Chicago and Portland so he could put in the Insurrection Act. Remember, what was it, like a month and a half ago, we had top 10 things to have for martial law?
Yeah.
That's what the Insurrection Act is. That's literally army on the street. But it has to get to a level where he can legally enact it. So you're going to need an ICE agent killed. You're going to need something like that. You're going to need big boy charges to get to bring the hammer down. I think that's what he's building to.
Jesus.
Because that is coming. It's just when at this point.
So he's literally going to break eggs to make omelets.
Yes.
Oh, goddamn, bud.
Disorderly conduct. Disorderly conduct charges have been dropped against conservative journalist Nick Sorter by a judge in Portland. Sorter put victory following our demand for discovery related to the Portland police's coordination with Antifa. The county DA has announced they will not prosecute me. So they didn't want to have to do discovery.
Right.
After a careful review of the investigation, including reports and video, we do not believe that the crime of disorderly conduct can be proven against Mr. Sorter beyond a reasonable doubt. The wording is funny here because it's not that he didn't do it. It's we can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. Let's see. Sorter said, trust me, this is only the beginning. He plans to file a lawsuit, either state or federal, to find out whether or not the police have engaged in any coordination with Antifa.
Of course they are. Wouldn't that
yeah,
the police
have,
or whatever?
I have that, yeah.
You have that? Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi this week said a coward hiding behind a keyboard was arrested for allegedly sending a threatening letter to conservative influencer Benny Johnson shortly after the Charlie Kirk assassination. George Isbell Jr., 69, boomer, was taken into custody Tuesday in San Diego, who faced federal charges of mailing a threatening communication. Let's see. He said he received, let's see, Johnson received a letter at his home where he and his wife were raising their family. The author made it very clear that he hated Benny because of political views and wanted Benny and his family dead. It's not hyperbole when I say repeatedly on the show, they want you dead. It's just now the mask is off and they're openly admitting it.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Now, but nobody's doing anything.
If this was on the other foot, like, hey, they're, you know, somebody sent a letter to AOC saying, I hope somebody pops you, it would still be wrong.
You know what? Honestly, if it happened like that, right?
Yep.
Trump would do everything in his power to stop it.
Yeah. I think he would. And look, I'm not big on a lot of the shit Trump's doing right now. So
No, but he would have bent over backwards for that bitch.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers?
Let them do it. Yeah.
Let them do it.
Yeah.
It's going to get bad. It's going to get worse.
Yeah. Secretary Hegseth has announced Qatar will be getting a military base in Montana. Huh?
Money.
Yeah. I thought we were making America great.
Shh. Qatar and Israel.
When does Netanyahu have to kiss the wall of the Alamo? Anybody? All right. Maybe it's just me.
It's just you, bud.
Okay. Vince, we now know what is apparently, according to studies, contributing significantly to global warming. Because remember, it was man-made, then it was cow farts. And guess what it is now?
What is it now?
Inhalers.
Excuse me?
You know, like your asthma inhalers and stuff like that? Yeah, that's now contributing significantly. I can't even read the thing. It's so retarded.
Inhalers?
Yes.
That makes no fucking sense.
I know. But according to studies, it does. Who funded the studies?
Yeah. Who's paying for it?
Yes.
Who's getting paid?
Let's see. CIA declassified report this week showing that, quote, Biden provoked the war in Ukraine to cover up his family's corruption, according to Russian envoy and CIA declassified reports.
We knew that, though, right?
Pretty sure we were saying that. Yeah, that's... We were called conspiracy theorists and... Oh, Vince, it's time for your favorite group of people, AIPAC.
Oh, I love them. I want my $7,000.
Right? Well, come to find out this week, the U.S. government is dropping espionage charges against two officials of AIPAC, the Jewish lobbying group. Dana Bonte, who was prosecuting the case in Virginia, said the case was dropped because pretrial court rulings had complicated the government's case by requiring a higher level of proof of the intent to spy. Basically, what the two people from AIPAC did, allegedly, because I don't want sued by the Jews, is took classified U.S. secrets and gave them to the government of Israel.
That's what they do.
Yes, that's what they do. Now, the court said that the prosecution would have to prove not only that they had passed the classified information, but they had intended to harm the U.S. in doing so. So they're not that they did it, but what was their intent of doing it? I would like to know who funded the judge.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, espionage, AIPAC, just like every other day.
Yeah, funny how that works, isn't it?
Yeah. Vince, we were talking about big boy crimes and the Insurrection Act. This may do it. Portland Antifa blog has announced that tonight, the 11th, at 9 p.m., they plan to organize a laser attack to try and crash a federal aircraft flying over the ICE facility. Basically, the helicopters that roam around and get... You know, eyes will see where everybody's at. They want to shine lasers at it and try to make it crash.
Sure.
Well, this is now big boy crime because that's conspiracy against the federal government.
No, none of those protesters have been popped yet.
Right. I've seen two slammed and dragged away.
Right.
And then right back there the next night.
The cops who the cop who tried to stop the ICE van from going through where the protesters were protesting.
Yes,
like
if
you know,
you do it, I'll arrest you.
You know, yeah. They're domestic terrorists now, right?
Yep.
You're protecting terrorists.
And speaking of that, like you mentioned earlier, there is video going around of Portland police giving advice on the street to Antifa members on how to avoid federal troops. I believe that is the literal definition of aiding and abetting.
What are they doing? Nothing. They're doing nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing anything.
That whole Greater Idaho thing gets more closer every day, which is, of course, members, basically half the eastern half of Oregon and Washington breaking away from their current state and joining Idaho.
Yeah, because balkanization is always the...
yeah, it worked out great in Czechoslovakia.
I
know. I know. I've seen this story before. I know how it ends. I actually have looked into what happened to Czechoslovakia and Yugoslavia, and it's not good.
This is not good.
I really hope people understand, but they don't.
You know, when shit falls apart, it only takes one person who doesn't care.
Yeah.
I like that house. I hope they have my pizza.
And you want to know something?
Fuck, man.
You want to know a really frightening thought that I can blow everybody's mind in two sentences? From inside the United States, 24 drones attack strategic spots, take down the power grid for the entire country.
Yeah.
Everybody without power.
Right. Isn't there one on the East Coast? Well, it's in the Midwest. It's like south. If you go Michigan south.
Yeah.
To the fucking Gulf. Isn't there one in that section that'll take out the entire East Coast?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Midwest and the East Coast, apparently.
Yeah. There's basically three power grids. West Coast, East Coast, Texas.
Right.
That's it. Two dozen drones, because God knows who's been letting the country lately, last 10 years. All it takes is somebody saying, all right, go time. Send the drones.
Yeah, they don't even have to remote. It's not even remote controlled at that point.
Yeah, it's GPS.
Yeah.
Oh, load up the Google Maps, put it in there. They're loaded with explosives already. Boom. Now power grid's down.
Right.
Everyone. Millions die within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It is. That's why I say be ready. So, next story here. Mark Bray, a financer of Antifa, an advocate of violence, and the author of the Antifa Handbook, has announced he is fleeing to Europe. But he teaches at Rutgers University, and the university is allowing him to move his teaching online for his classes. How is he still teaching?
How is he not in jail?
Yeah.
Where is...
Until handcuffs and prison sentences, all of this is theater.
Yeah, I don't know. I
consequences.
They talk a big fucking game, but nothing is happening.
Right. Leftists on TikTok are calling for violence against ICE agents' children, with one saying it wasn't hard to find where they live and where they go to school.
Great. More Democrats shooting up schools.
Yep. Trump did not win the Nobel Peace Prize this week. Instead, it went to the female opposition leader in Venezuela. She did call President Trump and kind of like dedicate her win to him and all this. And Trump, big mad, he no win. So there you go.
Is he mad?
Probably. He didn't get something he wanted. So there you go. A judge has set the James Comey, former FBI director, trial date of January 5th. This is for lying to Congress. This next story pissed off a lot of people. The Supreme Court rejected Ghislaine Maxwell's appeal of her criminal conviction for recruiting and grooming underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. So Trump said he is looking into a possible pardon for her.
Are you fucking serious?
Yep.
Literal terrorist trying to kill ICE agents' kids.
That's fine. Well, remember, according to...
And now
to,
he's going to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell.
According to Pam Bondi, who testified under oath to Congress, there is no Epstein list. Well, who the hell is she convicted of trafficking these kids to? Who was the clients? If there's no list, that means there's no clients.
No body, no crime.
Right. Yeah, just, it's bad. the state of Michigan is trying to pass a law that would ban VPNs.
Sure.
Because they want to be able to track your every move. The Wall Street Journal reporting that former FBI Director Christopher Wray is under investigation. Former officials have received subpoenas in recent days in the Wray inquiry, according to a person with direct knowledge of the matter. John Bolton, remember we had the story where his home and office in D.C. was raided?
Yeah.
Look for him to be indicted as early as next week.
Good.
On holding on to classified materials. Letitia James up there in New York, and she has been indicted on count of bank fraud. So there you go.
Apparently it's bad.
Yeah.
Like, it's even worse than what the media is saying.
Yes. Remember, she's the one that put out, "No one is above the law." I don't know. I think we've had about 10 stories so far this week that, yeah, a lot of people are above the law.
Yeah, seems like everybody's above the law.
Far-left German mayor Iris Stetzler was tortured for hours and stabbed 13 times by her adopted African daughter in the town of Herdke. Police are bizarrely refusing to arrest the teenager or her younger brother who helped clean up the crime scene.
That'd be racist.
Mm-hmm. And for some reason, the German government has a major fear of ever being called racist.
Embrace it. Come on, Germany.
That, yeah. Embrace your history. Vince, this is spreading. We now have 17 countries that have rolled out or passed digital ID laws in the last 3 months.
That's not crazy at all.
The entire European Union, the UK, Laos, China, Taiwan, Mexico, Zambia, Canada, Ethiopia, Thailand, Vietnam, Australia, Costa Rica, Switzerland, and Papua New Guinea. Digital ID turns into social credit, which means, oh, you said something we didn't like. Your bank account's froze for a month.
They're doing that in China. Did you see that? There's like the homeless sitting on living on the streets because they can't
go anywhere. They can't do anything. They're completely tracked and completely frozen out of money, they can't go buy food.
You know, when you don't exist.
That's true.
It's when you become a ghost.
Yep. Then you get a Call of Duty skin.
I'm not sleeping on the fucking streets. I'm just telling you that right goddamn now.
No. Speaking of China, if you had any crypto, I'm sorry. Trump says China is becoming very hostile, threatening export controls on rare earth minerals and more, trying to hold the world captive. He announced 100% tariffs on China starting, November 1st? So this means that the Chinese tariff will now be 135%. Stock market instantly tanked. Digital Bitcoin and all that immediately tanked. So, yeah. You know the U.S. dollar has lost Trump 10% of its purchasing power this year.
But they're getting money.
Yeah. Well, you know what's actually hitting all-time highs right now?
What?
Gold and silver.
Which, like metals?
Yeah.
Great.
But what you're saying?
They're saying that those tariffs are working. They work great.
Yeah. And
why is my fucking, why is the dollar slipping?
Right.
How, who's it benefiting? It's not benefiting me.
Nope.
It's not benefiting the motherfuckers who are getting paid to.
Well, don't be surprised if next month, once the government all comes back and all that bullshit, if magically something don't get passed where taxpayers get a $1,000 to $2,000 stimulus check right before Christmas, don't be surprised if that happens.
I want more.
Yeah. I want all the money we've given Israel back. I want that tax money back. How's that?
All that Doge shit. There for a minute, I was kind of happy about that.
And boy, that went away real quick.
Yeah, we're saving money. We're doing this. We're doing that. Oh, we got to quit doing that? Okay.
Oh, we got to send. Okay, yeah.
You mean the people that put in the money want their money back? Oh, no.
No, I can't have that. No. Last couple stories here, Vince. Denmark has banned social media for anyone under the age of 15. It's a very smart move, in my opinion.
Get off of social media.
All right, last story, uplifting story, and then we're out. Annunciation shooting victim Lydia Kaiser. This is one of the girls that was shot in the head. Has went back to school. She was shot in the head during the mass shooting at the Catholic school on August 27th. She is now recovered, and she is officially back at school.
Oh, good for her.
So,
Everything good then?
Yeah. No lingering damage. I mean, you know, she got shot in the head, but like mental capacity is there and all that. So yeah,
good.
Lucky to be a literal miracle to be alive.
Yeah.
So
poor baby.
All right, Vince, you got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep your stick on the ice. If women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. Get your stuff together. Every week, it's quicker and quicker. So,
yeah, neither side is on your side.
Yeah, there is no Republican. There is no Democrat. There is only good and evil. And hopefully we will talk to everybody next week.
Bye.